I am Shashini, ang binibining. Hinding-hindi, magpapahuli from one, ABCOM!
And for once more, ABCOM represent. This is your DJ Shante, ready to stay and slay the day.
And jumping from one ABCOM, we're going to four ABCOM. Hello, it's Jerry, your sweet little berry, na single pero deepa, ready to mingle. From four ABCOM.
And from COM, we jump to LM, naliligaw na LM. Rise and shine, everybody. It's Rachel Sullivan, your daily dose of sunshine, here to show you a fun time. And you are tuned in to Magis Radio, hashtag MEMA, a place, your one and only show, where we talk about anything under the sun. Well, that's not really our catchphrase. Ginawa ko lang yan, which makes my point na this is a MEMA show. So, hi guys, this is our first day back. Yes, we are on site, live on campus. How is everyone? Is everyone fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, good. That's doing great. It's our first time here.
I love that. Wow. It's amazing, guys, how we're all back on campus and finally able to see our faces, everyone's faces once more. But yes, I just want to ask, like, after everything, how was your Undas break and how did you spend your Halloween?
I spent my Undas break going home to the province. Oh, same. Finally, I went home and then I spent time with my family. And then for Halloween naman, I had so much fun. It was my first ever Halloween. It's like, because I came from a Catholic school, you know, so we didn't really have Halloween.
Catholic school.
So, yeah. When I saw people dressing up, I was like, oh my gosh, Anya, oh my gosh. I was just pointing everywhere. And then my friends told me, Sha, stop pointing. People are going to get, embarrassed or something. So that was for me.
For me, my Undas break, I also went home to my province in Laguna. And yeah, honestly, I just spent my whole week there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And experiencing Halloween in Ateneo, oh, I was shy. Because there were like costumes and people were encouraging me to wear costumes. And yeah, I didn't know what to wear. Because like, nasa dorm lang naman ako and I don't want to buy anything else. Because my closet is very limited to like few pieces of clothing. So yeah, but yeah. Just the same as I was shocked that a lot of people were wearing costumes. It's like a norm in Ateneo. So yeah, it was a really fun experience because I barely get to celebrate Halloween. So yeah, that's for me.
And for me, I also had a similar experience. So during the Undas break, I went back to my province, Katipunan, QC. Very far. Yeah, I know. And I did got to spend a lot of time with my family then. And I used the time a lot to actually catch up on sleep that I've been missing out on because of thesis and whatnot, you know, senior problems, right? And I got to spend Halloween on campus as well, and it was really nice seeing everyone dress up again, because I was asked before by like multiple lower classmen. They were like, so do people actually dress up in Ateneo for Halloween? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. And you know, coming back from the pandemic, there's like a bunch of, you know, there are lots of new people who are not too familiar with the on-site Ateneo culture. And like, if there's one thing that we probably don't want to die out, it's dressing up for Halloween on site. And I'm so happy to see that so many people got to dress up already for Halloween. And so talking about Halloween, I want to talk about something really quick. And it's that the Ateneo Halloween culture in general is back. It's returning. Mm-hmm. Thank God it is.
Thank God.
So along with the announcement of on-site classes, we got to dress up as our favorite characters and personalities after 2 years of online distance learning. I mean, I'm sure we could have spent like online Halloween, but you know, that's not the same as being able to walk outside and meet up with other people who got to dress up in costumes and, you know, just walking around and being like, oh, I get that reference. I know that character.
Yeah.
And this sparked a lot of excitement to the students, especially to the freshies and the other batches that transitioned to online learning, because again, you know, they didn't really experience this sort of thing before. However, there was also some pressure that came from the upper batches to the freshies that they should be able to keep up with this tradition and be in their best unique outfits. What do you guys think about that?
I agree.
As the freshies, are you pressured to to keep up with the tradition.
Yeah, for me, I was pressured. How about you, Sha?
I didn't feel pressured because I really wanted to dress up. But the problem was, I wanted to dress up as an angel, you know, all white, everything.
Then what did you show up as?
I just ended up showing as a ghost because I didn't have wings.
That's ghost. They're so all ethereal creatures.
I went all white.
But technically, an angel is a ghost. So.
Oh. Ooh, they're both ethereal beings.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Validating my costume. Thank you so much.
I completely get the pressure for the freshies and the lower batches because we seniors didn't even get to experience much when we were on site. So I'm trying to keep up with the tradition as well from our senior citizens, our ancestors. No, I'm sorry. But the people who went before us, well, it's really hard to keep up that tradition since we barely even stayed here on campus.
Right. And since we're on the topic, we got to find out that one of our fellow DJs dressed up as an angel. What did you guys dress up as for Halloween? I'll say mine really quick. Share ko lang. I dressed up as Daredevil for campus, and it was funny because I ran into another person who also dressed up as Daredevil, so we did the pointing Spider-Man meme. You know, one of those experiences. It was really fun. What about you guys? What did you guys dress up for Halloween?
And since I've mentioned earlier that my closet was very limited to a few pieces, I just grabbed something like an all-black outfit. And I told myself, I'm a modern Green Reaper. Yeah, that's it.
Love that.
Yeah, actually, that's it. I'm Modern Green Reaper for Halloween. How about you, Rachel?
Well, I also had a limited size of clothing in my closet. But since that day, it was also the ticket selling of Be the Sun in Bulacan. So I got my tickets that day. And as a celebration, my boy Zach over there and I matched outfits. We both wore the concert t-shirt, and we wore those to school.
Wait, Be the Sun is 17, right?
Yes, 17.
Did you guys know, oh my gosh, almost all of us dressed up. Did you guys know that people and profs actually give out points for those? Did you guys get bonus
really?
Points?
I had that for my chem class. We had to dress up a day earlier than the event. I think that was like October 31. Oh, am I right? I'm not sure about that. But yeah.
How many points did you get?
Points. Oh, we had like +2.
Oh my
god. Quiz if you're wearing something. Honestly, that time.
That's so nice.
That time I didn't have a costume because came from a PE class and I was sweating, so I didn't want to wear anything that's too covered, you know?
Yeah.
So I was wearing just cargo pants and a black shirt. So I told my prof, I'm Kim Possible.
Yes. Oh, I love that. From modern day Grim Reaper to Kim Possible. And probably, a modern day TikTok kid. But apart from that, that's probably part of the tradition, you know, giving out plus points, just so the tradition doesn't die with the upper batches. But you know what else is part of the Ateneo tradition?
Ooh, what is?
Ooh, very spicy. What? Orgs, of course. Aside from the party held at SecWalk last October 28th, some orgs had their own Halloween parties to keep up with the Halloween spirit going, since we're all on site and, you know, people are pretty excited to be back and just wear everything they want because they weren't able to do that in the online setting. So, have you guys gone to your org parties? I'm talking to you, freshies. Have you experienced a Halloween org party?
For our org, we didn't really have any Halloween party, but we did have a recruitment week, and we dressed up for that.
For me, we actually had a Halloween party. It's for AMP, but I didn't join because... The introvert in me is kicking in. I didn't go.
Understandable.
How about you, Jerry? Did you go to your org?
Well, they had... Well, one of my orgs is LFC. They had one, but I wasn't able to go. Mainly because I had a prior commitment as well at the same time, unfortunately. But I did. But I've experienced in freshman year, like in ACOM. Yeah, shout out.
Love that. Well, same with me. I wasn't able to go to a Halloween party because it was canceled. Unfortunately, that was so sad. Ilang beses na namin na reschedule, but it just didn't push through. So it was really sad. But as a makeup, we actually binged horror movies.
Oh, that's nice.
So nice. It was kind of a trade-off there. In.
Wait, but I have a question for you guys to wrap this all up. So how does it feel going to class while wearing costume? Do you guys think that this tradition should be followed for the coming years? How about you, Sha?
As a freshie, I definitely agree that it should go on and on because I love Halloween ever since this is my first time. Halloween is now my favorite holiday. Wow. That's it for me. How about you guys?
For me, I definitely think we should keep this tradition. This was a tradition I thought was gonna die out after the pandemic, and I'm glad it didn't. But we should definitely keep this going. It's definitely a festivity in Ateneo that we should keep. It's just a fun time to have, you know? Why not wear costumes in campus?
Yeah, from your fellow seniors to the freshies and lower batches, please keep the tradition alive.
And now to move on forward, before we continue, we do want to give a trigger warning to our viewers as we're going to be talking about something serious, specifically related to debt. So we're going to be talking about the Itaewon incident in South Korea, also known as the Seoul Halloween crowd crush. So before the tragedy, due to the pandemic, partying and being in crowded places has been mostly restricted. But because the COVID-19 restrictions have been easing up, many people have been looking forward now to this kind of Halloween party. But they weren't aware that this would turn into some kind of deadly event. So in an interview with a 21-year-old citizen from Seoul, Jia Shin stated that there's always a lot of people in Itaewon, but the peak is during the Halloween season. This is when everyone from celebrities to different icons, they all go to Itaewon to celebrate. And this explains why there were many people during that fated day, which was very alarming. So the attempts for damage control were made because there were so many people coming there. Yeah. And according to police emergency call logs, there were already multiple calls being made to police the crowd control like hours before the incident. But once the police arrived, it was already transpiring, and it was unfortunately too late to prevent the disaster.
Given that this happened before, I mean, after the COVID restrictions easing up, it's surprising to people that this casualty happened, you know? Hours after the crowd rush, the first wave of casualties were reported with 59 dead and more injured. And a few hours and days have passed, and the deaths have risen to more than 150. And among the victims was the 24-year-old K-pop singer, idol, and contestant from Produce 101 Season 2, Lee Ji-han. And as the day go by, they were able to find out that there would be more casualties, and they weren't really expecting this. So how about you guys? What was your reaction when you first saw the news about the crowd crush? Especially victims are mostly from our age range.
Well, for me, it's completely unexpected to me since, yeah, it's our first Halloween out and that happened. It's unexpected, but also you can completely understand why it was so crowded that time, because yeah, it's our first time out and everyone's so excited. I just, maybe it could have been like organized better in a way that people won't get hurt, but yeah, it's really no words when I saw the news. It was really scary and I didn't like hearing about it. How about you guys?
Well, I thought it was a real downer, honestly, when I first saw it, and it, you know, bringing it really tainted the festivity, and I don't mean that in any bad way, and it is unfortunate because it feels like something that definitely could have been prevented, you know, because it's like they were already making calls, they probably, you know, considering that Itaewon is like, it's a place that cannot accommodate crowded places. It's very tight and narrow. So it's like, it feels like there could have been something that could been done to prevent the incident. And as I did research on the topic, I even found out that like they, even then, they're still not entirely sure what went wrong and caused this sort of domino effect of people getting stampeded and crushed. So that's really unfortunate. And I think just like, I guess a takeaway from it is just that is just to just take care of yourself and like party safely, you know, because the COVID-19 is mostly gone, you know, that doesn't mean that we can just do whatever we want now and just be rowdy and stuff. There still needs to be a level of safety that needs to be enacted.
Definitely.
Yes, I agree with you. And for me, honestly, I was speechless at first. Because, as what you've mentioned, the victims are mostly around our age. And with that, I think it can be a lesson for us that we can learn from this experience for future events. And that, another point here, is that Korean media are postponing their projects and shows. And various media personalities expressed their griefs for the bereaved souls on social media. And in the effect of the authorities declaring national mourning until the midnight of November 5. And all K-pop comebacks, concerts, and the airing of shows have either been cancelled or postponed to a later date to pay respect. And if you guys know some of these K-pop groups, TWICE's 7th debut anniversary fan meeting was cancelled. Mnet Asian Music Awards or MAMA 2022, if you guys are familiar with that. And the airing of Street Man Fighter and their upcoming concert. And more music shows such as Show Champion, M Countdown, Music Bank, Music Corps, Inkigayo, and The Show.
Yeah, I think it's just fair to, it's only fair for people to postpone, well, these projects and shows since, well, this time of mourning, the affected families also claimed the belongings of the victims at the gymnasium. So it is still shocking and heartbreaking to know that most of these belongings are what's left of the victims and that their purpose is to remember their souls. Mm-hmm. So what's unfortunate about it is that despite multiple news articles being published as soon as the incident happened, it remains unclear as to how the incident was triggered, eventually leading to the domino effect of the crowd crush.
Yeah, this was a very unfortunate event, and we hope this will never, ever happen again. So, a question for you guys. How do you think we can be cautious about the possibilities of harm in celebrations without, you know, sacrificing our fun, because we still want to have fun, but we want to be cautious. So how can we do that?
I think from what I've mentioned earlier is that this kind of event can be a lesson for us, can serve as a reminder for us, you know, and like we can learn from this experience for, yeah, future events. That's all.
And I think I already mentioned it earlier about how we should definitely like take care even though the pandemic is mostly gone now. But I, to add on to that, I also think that that there is a level of responsibility then that that the authority figures or and like whatever venue is being held, that they should also prepare for these sorts of things. And this seems like something then that the government of Korea is probably going to take moving forward, because they definitely know that like this is an incident that they need to fix next time. So hopefully having better like police and security, maybe even a better venue, because again, Itaewon, very tight and small narrow place, not exactly a good place for a large crowd like that. So I think that's also worth mentioning.
Yeah, I do agree with what Jerry mentioned about the authorities, and even the organizers should be responsible for this, since it's the first Halloween back, so they should be able to foresee how many people are going to such a hyped up event like the Halloween parties happening around the area. So, and for future events, we should be able to foresee these instances and also take into account how many people are going and how it will be organized in the future. So thank you so much, DJs, for opening a discussion about this topic. With that, we will be back after a short break. And we are back. Yes, hello everyone. So you are tuned in again to Magis Radio, hashtag Memo. So right now we are going to be talking about the recent Typhoon Paeng, which is a devastating horror on our end, the Philippines. So it was a typhoon during our Undas break, actually. So as Undas was fast approaching, everyone was prepared to go back home to visit their deceased loved ones and also bond as a whole family. Although last October 31, another event was approaching, which was Typhoon Paeng. With that, many air, water, and land travel have been cancelled due to the strong weather. And many were stranded in terminals and airports waiting for a new schedule in order to see their families and loved ones again.
Thankfully, emergency rescuers went through the furious rains and floods to evacuate the stranded residents with inflatable boats, carrying children and elderly residents out to safety. Many farmers also swam through the flood to save their farm animals to retain their livelihood after the typhoon. And can you guys share your state during the typhoon, whether you were affected or not? Personally, I was not affected. Me and my family were safe. Thank God.
Well, for me, I actually had to go through the storm. Because that time, it was a Saturday, I think. I had to go home to province.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to go home. Because I feel like I really need to see my Lola.
Yeah.
So I just opt to, okay, fine, I'll just go there.
Even with the typhoon and everything. Yeah.
And it was really sad, honestly. I mean, not for me, though. Yeah, I was struggling, but it was sad to see other people struggling. Like, I can see homeless people there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it honestly also became a point of reflection for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how a lot of families are affected. And just, like, after a few hours or a day, there were already reports of death. And it was just really devastating for me. And, yeah, but thankfully, I'm also safe and I got home. It was just really an experience for me. So, yeah. How about you guys?
Well, luckily, fortunately, I wasn't affected during the typhoon. But yes, it is a point of reflection for everyone that are fortunate enough to be unaffected. And, yeah. So, after which, we actually were able to donate a lot of things for in-kind goods, and yeah, because it is kind of a hard thing to go through even during the Undas break.
As for me, thankfully I wasn't mostly affected either, aside from the occasional blackout. I didn't really have any problems going through the typhoon, but I do have family members who were affected by it. So after the typhoon, we actually got several calls from other family members who weren't as fortunate as us, so we tried to help them as much as possible. So there was that. And the aftermath of the typhoon was really bad because we got more than 100 people reported dead, injured, and missing in all sorts of areas in the Philippines due to the typhoon. There were also many infrastructures and roads that have been damaged. Landslides were reported, which further destroyed villages in nearby areas. And more than 8,000 people are currently temporarily homeless because of the more than 700 homes that were wrecked just from the typhoon alone. The cost of damage to infrastructure and agriculture has reached to over 1 billion pesos, leaving dozens of crops completely destroyed. And this affects the livelihoods of about 74,944 farmers and fishermen as well. Because of this, the vegetable prices have climbed from 10 pesos to 40 pesos per kilogram because of the lack of the agricultural produce that are shipped to different markets in the country. It's just very devastating to know, yeah, especially with the recent market inflation. It remains unclear as to how, honestly, they're going to recover after this typhoon.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And yeah. What do you guys think about the lack of news coverage from these areas, which led to this disastrous calamity? And what do you guys think that how social media was the only way for them to get help from others?
It was honestly disappointing because, you know, a lot of people needed help. They needed people to be there for them. And as Filipinos, we have to be there for our fellow Filipinos. And it's so sad that we couldn't because there was really a lack of news coverage about it. And the only way that they can reach out to people is through social media. And thank God there's social media so that we can help out and reach out to other people.
It was really depressing when during the typhoon, you could just like scroll through Facebook and then you'll just occasionally find these calls for help. And it's not only sad just how the situation is, but also just like, it's honestly frustrating how counterintuitive it is to request for help on social media when a lot of people probably won't even have Wi-Fi by then. Yeah. because of at least a blackout, or at worst their entire home is gone. So just the fact that that's the only place they can resort to, which isn't even like the most reliable place to go to anyway.
Yeah.
When news outlets could be out there doing it better and are much reliable and would be much just an overall reach better a
bigger
platform.
Audience,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was just it was really frustrating to look at.
Yeah, I do agree with what you said, Jerry. I think you guys have seen this viral TikTok of a guy with his two dogs asking for help. It went viral and that's how he got saved. So thankfully there was a TikTok that went viral, or his TikTok went viral. If it weren't for that, then who would have known?
It's just sad that you actually have to make a TikTok for these kind of...
Yeah.
It's crazy. And to add on to what Jerry said, even people might be busy doing their saving their own lives, or they may be out of Wi-Fi or in a blackout. Also, they are unaware of proper hotlines. We should really do something about that as a nation.
Whew, those topics were really something. November was really filled with a lot of festivities, but also a lot of tragedy, and there's definitely a lot of things that we can take from all of these sorts of things. Some of our takeaways from our three topics that we discussed today. Number one is how the Ateneans have consistently followed the Halloween tradition, even though the pandemic lasted us for so long that most of us who followed before have already graduated. It's nice to see that Ateneo is still following the Halloween tradition, which shows that they're keeping not just the spirit of Halloween, but the spirit of magis in everything that they do.
Yeah, and we also talked about how tragedies unfold when you least expect them, even at a day that is supposed to be rather an eventful or special day for everyone.
And before we say goodbye to you guys for today's episode, we would like to leave you with a question. And the question is, do you guys think that we should have like one hotline for all of these emergencies that's going to happen or will happen in our country? And with that, I am leaving you guys. And this is Shashini ang bini-bining. Hindi-hindi, magpapahuli from one ABCOM.
And this is Jerry, your sweet berry na single pero deep already to mingle from four ABCOM.
And this is your daily dose of sunshine, who's always here to have a fun time, Rachel Sullivan from 4BSLM.
And for once more, 1ABCOM represent. This is your DJ Shante, ready to stay and slay the day. Hashtag Mema is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Jezrelia Montes, Madeline Singson, and edited by Thomas Bursamira. And guys, always remember to keep it Magis. And follow the sound.